All right, any questions? Bottom line,
let's do church God's way.
Rail.
I just have a comment, just because I know he's speaking to the traditional church that has this authoritative thing, but the aspect of the buck stops here, I believe that even in a our structured church, we do believe in the buck stops here, but not the same way that they're talking about. Because if the Lord was to write a letter to the angel of Alliance Christian Center, who would it be addressed to?
Kirk Martin.
And so we have somebody that we recognize as a buck stopping. And I'm bringing this up because I know there's people here that might not be familiar with our structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that we do have some things, and so the terminology, like if they hear it, then they're thinking, well, why do we have a head pastor then? Why don't we just have a plurality? That there are a few differences that this guy is seeing compared to how our church is structured, because I see some encouragement, some things that are driving vision from what he's saying, but I don't necessarily see anything that's saying change our church structure. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to understand, he's talking to a bunch of church leaders. So he is saying that. He's saying he's not saying that to us.
No,
but I mean, he's saying that to a bunch of church leaders,
right,
there.
But I mean, for the younger Christians in here, that a lot of what he's saying does not necessarily apply here.
Right.
And I'm just wanting to bring that out, just
right,
to be clear.
Yeah. I think it is. It does take us pause to remind that, you know, we have spiritual gifts and God wants us to use them, and you know, we just need to go there.
Right. I mean, he's very encouraging about getting out.
Yeah. And I think within the younger generation, I know he's younger than me, so he must be younger generation. He recently got fed up with his church because of the structure and the hierarchy was so inwardly focused. And he wanted to join a church where the focus was outward. And there's another local pastor in town, and he's so sick of his denomination. And he came back from his denominational conference, and he's about ready to wring somebody's neck because all they're talking about is church hierarchy and stuff. And he's like, what about getting souls saved? So I think there is a movement, and you know, obviously he's addressing, you know, with a broad brush,
right,
and everything. I'm just excited because he landed with the fivefold ministry, and to me,
even in the context of where we are with our structure, I mean, it is very pluralistic in the sense. I mean, we look for multiple elders. We want to see. I mean, I would love to see the whole fivefold ministry functioning here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and multiple men raised up with those gifts, because we do need all those elements operating. And I'm happy for what we have here now in terms of the guys. But you know, I'm there's room for more always.
Amen.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I'm really encouraged by it. I think God is already moving us in that, you know, that idea of interdependent leadership. You know, that, you know, the different gifts and abilities and strengths coming together. And, you know, I feel like God's been doing that in us already.
So now it's time to start blessing other churches with that as well.
I noticed that he didn't say unbiblical structure. You know, he referenced these structures that, you know, aren't particularly the biblical structure, but he didn't use the term.
Mm-hmm.
So to what extent, I mean, you know, we say culture, but, you know, within this country, you know, we have, each church has its own culture.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and some of them are, you know, not at all following what Jesus said there, you know, in terms of true servanthood. It's much more, you know, very hierarchical in the sense that, you know, they've lost the witness of the true testimony of how the church is supposed to function in terms of relationships. And then when you get in one of those churches and you get stuck there, you know, I mean, you just walk away because, you know, you can't, you know, I mean, let's say if you're in the Catholic Church, are you going to have them stop having priests and all the, you know, they're, you know, you're not going to change that.
Right.
So, but, you know, but if you're culturally Catholic, it's very dramatic to walk away from all that family and all that history and all that unbiblical things. I'm not Catholic, but I have, you know, in-laws and out-laws. Come from those perspectives and cousins and stuff. But, you know, so, but, you know, he just seemed to just not come out very strongly about pushing the against the culture that were being established and establishing more biblical pattern, which I happen to feel that this pattern is at your church is surprisingly biblical for me anyway, from coming from just a few months of exposure. It's just like very refreshing. It's like I forgot what it was like to be in a church that has a stronger fellowship of believers. Yeah, plurality of leadership, but, you know, and yet the other churches are anointed, many of them, even when they have different structures, you know. I'm not tearing that down and saying it doesn't exist, but there certainly is a more churches that reflect the New Testament teaching more.
Yeah, I think some churches are going to kind of collapse within themselves, because not only have they departed from the Bible in terms of church structure, but in terms of preaching. I mean, my wife and I visited a church and they didn't even open the Bible the whole service. I was astounded. It was a nice sermon, but I mean, I was astounded that the guy didn't say turn to this and this passage of scripture. So it's something to keep in mind. Any other questions or comments? Let's stand and pray.